Today, we are going to bust a huge common copywriting myth. Now, there's all sorts of myths about copywriting, about marketing, about success, about entrepreneurship. This is one of the biggest ones, and I see it over and over again, and I hear it like in subscriber questions and subscriber comments. They've bought into this myth. They bought into the belief that is trying to be conveyed in this myth. And as a result, they're probably struggling a lot emotionally, if not actually in their business. They're struggling a lot more than they need to because they believe this myth. They believe that it must be true for somebody else. But if it's not true for them, it must mean that they're flawed, that they're not able to be successful, whatever. But it's all because of this myth. So we're going to bust this myth today, and I'm going to share the truth with you. And hopefully it can guide you on a path either towards, hey, I'm going to give up copywriting forever. I don't know. Somebody might make that decision based on this video. Or a more realistic understanding of what's going on with copywriting as an opportunity and specifically how you can be successful in it. So let's bust a big copywriting myth today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so what's this copywriting myth that we're talking about today? Buy my course, wake up rich. Buy my course, wake up rich. Or buy this one course and wake up rich. Oh, you've discovered copywriting? Let me sell you this course, preferably for hundreds or thousands of dollars. And if you follow this course, you're going to be rich, like instantly, overnight. And of course, most people don't say it that way, but that's the fundamental promise that's being made in so many pitches for copywriting. And honestly, like I bought into this, you probably bought into it. Like we discover copywriting because somebody is making us this promise and we get excited that, oh, like there's this, if you can write, like if you have basic writing skills, you can just get rich as a writer from home or from wherever you want without a boss or anything. Awesome, sign me up, right? So I wanted this to be true. And if you wanted this to be true, you can go ahead and hit that like button or comment, if you did want it to be, and comment if you wanted it to be true, but it wasn't. So, you know, hit that like button, leave a comment, let me know your thoughts about this buy one course, wake up rich, but let's get into the truth and let's get into why this pitch keeps getting made over and over again, why this promise keeps getting made over and over again, and specifically what you need to understand about copywriting if you do want to be successful in this business. So the truth is that this is a magic pill pitch. It's a magic pill promise that, hey, take this pill, wake up, you know, healthy. Take this pill, wake up, you've lost a bunch of weight. Take this pill, wake up, you are rich. Take this pill, wake up, you're attractive to the opposite sex or whoever that you're interested in, right? Like it's it's not always a pill. It's a, hey, if you have this information, like if you know how to send this text message, you'll have all the dates that you want, whatever. Like it's all a magic pill promise. It's all a magic pill pitch. And despite the fact that our prospects have seen this a million times, they've bought the products, they've had their promises like broken, they've had their heart broken by these people who made this promise and then weren't able to fulfill on it. They keep buying things based on this promise. And it works despite all of this. It works because fundamentally as human beings, we want things easy. We're kind of lazy. We want things fast, easy, free. We want things that we don't have to work for. And that's completely natural. It's completely like when we were surviving out in the wilderness before like modern civilization, when we were surviving, we had to be lazy because resources were very hard to come by. So we would expend energy to acquire resources, but then we would be lazy in between those like heavy expenditures of energy to acquire those resources, because we needed to conserve the energy, we needed to conserve the resources for the next time. Otherwise, we're just out there hunting all the time, hunting all the time, hunting all the time. And so naturally, as human beings, we are predisposed to be lazy. And when we get a promise of resources or outcomes for very little energy, effort, expenditure, whatever, such as take my copywriting course, you'll wake up rich, then we are predisposed to believe we want it to be true. We want it, and the better somebody can convey confidence and believability that it is true, the more effective that pitch is. Now, almost always, if you go all the way to that end of the spectrum of like magic pill versus, and this is a John Carlton teaching, the magic pill versus the cold hard reality, right? The cold hard reality, it's hard to get people to buy cold hard reality. Like, do a bunch of work, you're gonna work for decades, it's, you know, you're gonna spend 60, 70 hours a week, like all of this in order to achieve this outcome. And you know, in your quest to get rich, you're gonna lose all your personal relationships and people are gonna hate you and all of that. And I know I'm going to an extreme on that end too, right? That's hard to sell versus this magic pill thing. And we are predisposed to like that. And that's what leads to this lazy copywriter phenomenon of basically a bunch of people who want to show up and get paid. They want to hang out a shingle and say, we'll write for food. And this is something that I've criticized in the past. We'll write for food. And basically they're promising, oh, you value writing highly? I'll write whatever you want and you can pay me highly, right? But it doesn't work that way. And businesses really don't want that type of copywriter. And in fact, what I learned pretty early on in my copywriting career is that there are, let's use the 80-20 rule to describe this, or maybe it's more like 90-10 or 95-5. Out of all the people who have received and responded to some kind of magic pill type promise or pitch about copywriting, like, you know, become a copywriter, wake up rich, right? Buy my course, wake up rich. Out of all those people, you still have like 80, 90%, 95% who fundamentally are not copywriters. They're not, they're business opportunity buyers. They are buying business opportunities, specifically the latest business opportunity that they bought in the form of that copywriting course is the idea of being a copywriter. And those people, they don't really know how to be a copywriter. They don't really know how to do copywriting. And here's the kicker. They don't actually care to become a good copywriter. They just want the opportunity. They just want the income. They just want the easiest possible way to get paid. And that's 80, 90, 95% of people who sign up for copywriting. And that's why there's so many people who fail at copywriting. And that's why there's so many people who really like never get their copywriting career off the ground, even if they have some initial success, because they don't care about being a copywriter. They don't care about being a good copywriter. They care about a business opportunity that involves big money for little work. And that's what's promised to them. And so they sign up and they check it out. And then there are the copywriters who actually become good copywriters, who actually care about learning copywriting, who care about learning marketing, who get into direct response, who like want to build a business here, who don't think about it just as like a business, work from home business opportunity, but they think about it as like, this is a skill that I would actually enjoy developing and enjoy practicing and enjoy doing. And I can like get excitement out of going through the process of doing this skill. And it's awesome that it's financially valued. And so I'm going to figure out how to do it. And I'm going to figure out how to do it well. And I'm going to create results for my clients. And that's awesome. And I get excited about all the things that are not the don't do work, get paid promise, right? That's made. And so if you have 80, 90%, maybe 95% of people who discover copywriting who are business opportunity buyers who just got a sales letter and they got excited about copywriting and then they're like struggling to figure out how, like, who has the big checks. Well, these other 20%, maybe 10%, maybe even just 5% of people who discover copywriting, they're actually out there, they're learning copywriting, they want to get good as copywriters, they want to learn how to be persuasive, they want to be able to generate leads, customer sales, and profits for clients. They like, they're interested in the craft of copywriting, and they figure this out, and they say, oh, this is really compelling, and they go deeper and deeper for that reason. And then they start to experience all the benefits. They start to experience all of the opportunity that does actually exist in copywriting. And then you get somebody like that 10 years down the road, 15 years down the road, and they've really developed themselves, or even sometimes as little as like 3, 4, 5 years down the road. And they've figured out copywriting, and then suddenly they are living the promises that are made in those pitches for the magic pill, except for they're living it not because they bought the course, they're living it because they actually discovered copywriting and the craft of copywriting and the skill of copywriting, and they got excited about it. And they actually got good at it, and then they started to achieve success. And one way that as a client, I've screened people out, and one way that I know that I was being screened by potential clients is they would ask, like, who do you study? Who do you study? Like, who have you learned from as a copywriter? And if the people say, oh, I'm following this one person, I'm learning copywriting from this one person. And heck, it could even be me. I don't know. But if I'm learning copywriting from just this one person, and I am not branching out and like reading 100 books and like following all these people and listening to podcasts and watching YouTube channels and studying old ads and studying new ads, and like, I don't have marketers that I've like, all of those things, all of those markers of being interested in learning from lots of people who are doing it well, that is a sign to a potential client. The more people that you are studying, and they can be old, they can be new, they can be, you know, in your industry, they can be outside of your industry, but the more people that you are studying and learning copywriting from, the more that client knows that you actually care about the craft and the skill, and the more reliable you are likely to be in terms of being able to generate sales. And so when a client asks who you study and you only have one person, like, oh, I learned copywriting from this person, I took this one course, that client immediately thinks this person is not a copywriter, this person is a business opportunity buyer. And so what you have proven by saying you studied that one course is that you buy from the person, right? That you have not proven you're a copywriter, you haven't proven anything. You have just proven that you are a happy buyer of that one person. And on the other side, if you have, you know, 20 copywriters who are your heroes, like when I got asked by Brian Kurtz to write the sales letter for the Titans of Direct Response, it was easy for me. It was easy for me to write about all those people because they were already my heroes. They were already people that I had studied. I'd actually learned about some, like I learned about Gary Bensavinga from Ken McCarthy, and both of them were on stage at Titans. Like it was all these people that I was familiar with and that I knew their story, that I'd studied under or like from, right? And I learned, and then I was able to write that, and it's a reflection of the fact that I wasn't just a business opportunity buyer doing copywriting. I was a copywriter, and I was excited to write about copywriters, right? So study the old, study the new, study what's out there in the market, study what's being taught by people who are out there in the market doing things. And like, this is why BTMS Insiders is packed with things that are not just like, oh, here is how to write a sales letter, right? It's why BTMS Insiders is so broad in its in all the copywriting and marketing and entrepreneurship content that's in the training library. Because there are so many skills that you pick up from all of these different perspectives that if I were to just be a copywriter, I wouldn't be like a tenth as valuable as I currently am to clients, because it's about understanding copywriting in the context of things. It's about understanding copywriting and like where it was and where it is now and where it's going. And it's about learning the principles and strategies that are consistent from person to person to person. Whereas like if you study one person, you get their system, you get their templates, you get their techniques and tactics, and then you're stuck. Like if you're suddenly in a project that's not identical to that one particular thing, then you're going to struggle to achieve any kind of success with that. Whereas if you're studying lots of people and you're studying lots of approaches and you're studying a broad-based approach to copywriting and marketing and like getting the results for clients or for your own business, if you're studying those principles and strategies, that's what's going to make you a powerful, effective copywriter and marketer. And again, like that's about falling in love with copywriting and marketing and persuasion and like messaging and all of that stuff. And it's not about becoming a copywriter just so somebody is going to pay me big money to say I'm a writer, right? And what I'll say about this, like as you're practicing and you're getting experience, like when you learn the principles and strategies, you practice, you get some experience, you start to grow, you actually get like feedback from the market as you're trying different things, what you're going to find is that initially, if you discovered copyright, especially if you discovered copywriting from this perspective of this business opportunity buyer, but then you listened to me today and you said, you know what? I'm serious about this. I'm not just going to be like a, you know, one course wonder copywriter, right? I'm not going to be that person. I'm not going to be that business opportunity buyer that's masquerading as a copywriter, but I'm going to become a real copywriter because I know that's the path to like a long-term sustained success. You're going to discover that success is hard until it's easy. You're going to discover that success is hard until it's easy. And what I mean by that is early on, as you are trying to integrate all of these different insights and perspectives from all these different teachers, these different people that you learn from, different courses that you go through, all of that, sometimes it's going to be really hard and you're not going to know what to do, or you're going to make mistakes, you're going to have failures, and it's going to be frustrating. And that's where all those business opportunity buyers give up, right? That's where all those people who just thought that copywriting was going to be another source of easy income, not that they have found a single one. I mean, the same thing applies for affiliate marketing and it applies for everything else under the sun, MLM, whatever, right? When you move past that myth, that wrong assumption that, oh, if I call myself a copywriter, it's going to be easy to succeed. When you move past that, through banging your head against the wall, realizing that success is a little harder than you think, then suddenly you're going to be developing the skill and you're going to be developing the capability and the confidence that you're going to be able to start achieving results for yourself, for your clients, for, you know, any business you should choose to build. And success is going to start to come a lot easier. Success is going to get so much easier. But you do have to get through that initial phase. And then you move from, you know, one of those people who, like me, you know, I was a writer and I discovered that you could get paid well as a writer. And I thought, sign me up. But then, and at that point, like, yeah, smash that like button if that was you, right? But at that point, I said, but I actually want to do this. I actually want to get good at this. Like, this is interesting to me. And I kept coming back and I kept coming back and I kept coming back. And sometimes I would get knocked down and I'd have to pick myself up and dust myself off. And I kept coming back. And then suddenly success started being easier and easier and easier. And yeah, success can be hard until it becomes easy. And the way that you do that is by just sticking with it and falling in love with the skill and the craft and not just the business opportunity that is in copywriting. And if you do want to go deeper, like into what the essential copywriting skills are, like if, hey, maybe you're discovering me for the first time, or you didn't go through the essential copywriting skills series when I first released it, I would check out breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ECS. And it's a series of, I think it's 13 episodes, and it's hours of like 4 hours of content on what I consider to be the essential copywriting skills. And it does go beyond copywriting, but if you want to get good at copywriting and you want to do stuff that's based in my study of dozens of hundreds of copywriters who've come before me and what's working out in the marketplace, it's a great place to start. And did I mention it's completely free? So breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/ECS. And that's to get the essential copywriting skills video series. And I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Again, you know, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so the magical algorithms of the internet know to share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. And subscribe. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Heck, just go to that /ECS. You'll get the essential copywriting skills, but then you'll get my daily emails, which include episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. Again, I'm Roy Furrer. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. And if you want to leave in your comment, you know, on a scale of 1 to 10, how valuable you found this episode, certainly do that as well. I hope I got a perfect 10 here, and I will catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.